This is Fresh Air. More jazz musicians died in 2022 than we have time to acknowledge. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead remembers a few jazz musicians who passed this year, starting with cello player Abdul Wadud.
Up in the 1970s, Abdul Wadud wasn't the first jazz cellist by a long shot. But Wadud, more than anyone, made cello sound like a big blues guitar, a conceptual coup that influenced dozens of later jazz cellists. He funkified it. Wadud's resourcefulness, forceful articulation, and classical chops with a bow made him a key ally of composer-improvisers Julius Hempel, Arthur Blythe, and Anthony Davis. This year, we also lost a titan of the 1960s avant-garde, saxophonist Pharoah Sanders. This is from The Creator Has a Master Plan, 1969. Pharoah Sanders, quoting the old song, I Want to Be Happy, at the end there. Sanders drew audible inspiration from mentor and booster John Coltrane, whose spiritual music currently inspires a new jazz generation who might learn from Pharoah's example. He showed how to personalize that style with funkier rhythms and the trademark shrieky high notes other free jazz saxophonists admired. Philadelphia jazz organist Joey DeFrancesco, who died at 51 in 2022, was one of those folks music just poured out of from childhood. He learned to play a few instrument families and sang a bit as well. On record, he backed singers Joe Pesci and Van Morrison, but Joey DeFrancesco will be best remembered for his monster keyboard technique. At the electric organ, he demonstrated his shrieky high notes and precisely sliced rhythms. On a few Blue Note records of the early 1960s, trombonist Gratian Moncur III and colleagues like Jackie McLean mixed swinging hard bop with new developments like modal jazz and looser timing. The music could sound startlingly in-betweenish, mixing old and new. The ground seems to slide out from under Gratian's singing trombone on 1964's The Twins. Thank you. pianist Gratian Moncur III, whose music resisted easy categorizing to the end. One shocking loss this year was trumpeter Jamie Branch at 39, just a few years after she'd begun making her mark. Branch had a punky, street kid persona, reinforced by her occasional rude vocals, but she knew her jazz history and many ways to make trumpets sing. Branch led the jumping quartet Fly or Die, here with Lester St. Louis on cello, carrying on that Abdul Wadud tradition. You can hear the history and the joy when Jamie Branch plays Simple Silver Surfer. Earlier in the year, we remembered trumpeter Ron Miles and pianist Ramsey Lewis. More fine musicians died in 2022 than we have time to feature. Among them, pianists Warren Bernhardt, Fred Van Hove, and Paul Plimley. Guitarists Joe DiOrio, Mick Goodrick, and Monette Sudler. Bassists Michael Henderson and Charnette Moffat. Singer Ernie Andrews, arranger Cy Johnson, vibist Khan Jamal, trumpeter Dennis Gonzalez, clarinetist Rolf Kuhn, and one more to take us out, gravelly baritone saxophone growler Ronnie Huber. They all made our ears richer.
Kevin Whitehead is the author of Play the Way You Feel, the essential guide to jazz stories on film, and he writes for Point of Departure and The Audio Beat. If you'd like to catch up on our series of some of our favorite interviews of the year, like our interviews with Steven Spielberg, comic and actor Gerard Carmichael, and Sterling Harjo, co-creator of the series Reservation Dogs, check out our podcast. You'll find lots of fresh air interviews. And why not subscribe to our newsletter, for free of course, in time for the new year? You can subscribe through our website, freshair.npr.org.